Sportsmanshows.com.
So who's the odds-on favorite to snag the Republican nomination after this latest debate in the land of odds-making? Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. If we're all around a craps table right now, if you will, jump into this fantasy with me. All of us are there, and we're waiting for somebody to leave the table to have us screaming and clapping our hands with excitement. Why? Because we're getting the payoff. The right dice are being thrown. Who's the guy holding the dice? Is it Mitt Romney? Is it Rick Perry, the governor of Texas? Is it Herman Cain, who's come late to the party, but seems to be getting all the accolades lately? Is it somebody new, Newt Gingrich? He's been around a long time, but he hasn't been getting a lot of praise as far as the polls are concerned because his numbers are low. In fact, you could say his odds to be president are, I'll say 3 out of 100, give or take, right? All right. The odds-on favorite from the establishment side of the Republican Party would be Mitt Romney all the way through this process. He has a big war chest. He has a lot of people in his camp. But there are some challengers like Herman Cain, who is trying to hang on to the excitement he's created with some bumper sticker slogans like 999. However, there are a lot of people that are poking holes in the economic reality of that plan should he snag the nomination. So they're trying to have that bubble burst, so to speak. So I have to say, it was an interesting debate. I was out, so I taped it, went back, and was able to really look at moments in that debate and really pick them out. And what I saw this time was definitely more infighting. And that's what has to happen, frankly, here, for the Republicans anyway, because the Democrats are going with the incumbent president. The idea is for Obama to be able to attack what the Republicans ultimately are saying as it gets closer to the election. Remember, we're 13 months away. We're 13 months away from this election cycle. It'll be here before you know it. I'm serious. Can you believe we're already through the summer? Think of it that way. Now we're coming up on primary season. So things are going to get real serious real fast. Mitt Romney tangled with a couple of different people on the stage. He's always an easy target because of health care during his days in Massachusetts as the governor of Massachusetts, the mandatory health care. So Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, here's a little slice of the two of them getting into it.
Actually, Newt, we got the idea of an individual mandate from you.
That's not true. You got it from the Heritage Foundation.
We got it from you and the Heritage Foundation. You got it from the Heritage Foundation and from you.
Wait a second. You just said it's not true. You did not get that from me. You got it from the Heritage Foundation.
All right, so you can see they're arguing about the mandate thing, which we know the individual mandate, by the way, is going to be run all the way up the flagpole with the Supreme Court. Ultimately, what did the justices decide? Is it unconstitutional? If they do, then that goes away. But will the president go away? He's definitely sagging in a lot of the polls, but still keep in mind how long we have until this election cycle. To me, no matter what anyone says, the incumbent has an advantage because they're the president right now. The incumbent has the reins of the kingdom, so to speak, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The thing that is keeping the Republicans in this race and the conversation going round and round at a lot of dinner parties and whatnot is because of the economy and because of the job situation. So Las Vegas was a perfect place to have this debate, as these debates go across the country, really, because that's what it's been like, from Orlando to New Hampshire and so on and so forth. And ultimately now, this time around, being in Vegas, because of the double-digit unemployment, the nastiness with foreclosures there, this was a great site for it. This is the reason why our economy is in the toilet, especially with the foreclosures, the subprime lending, the, oh, I didn't ask you how much you made, really, when you filled out your application for a house. Trust me, they took blood from me. They poked and prodded in every direction when I was getting a house. I don't know about the rest of you. Were you in on that, or were you part of the other folks? So, in Vegas, now Nevada becoming a swing state, because I think it becomes a swing state. 2008, Harry Reid had it in his back pocket, the longtime Democratic senator, easily a layup for President Obama. 2012, it'll be a different story because of those numbers. Those numbers are going to make it a lot tougher. The Republicans know it. They know this is a place where they could flip this state. So the theme of the debate, taxes, illegal immigration, came up. Healthcare, naturally, was a big part of what was discussed. The situation in Iraq and Afghanistan also came up during this debate as well. This Hour of America tonight, we have another segment called We Can Count. We do it each and every show. You never know when it's going to pop up. And, of course, it is about the numbers. So another one of those fun segments, the daily dip into We Can Count. Also, we're going to check your mail coming up next, because I got a ton of mail. This might have been my biggest mail day ever, I think, on the show. I don't know what was going on that people felt the need to vent today, but a lot of you did, so I want to try to hammer in a bunch of those emails. Hey, if you want to throw in on watching the Republican debate and who you think won, please do. We're always up for that. It's kind of fun to do the handicapping of it afterwards. I'd have to say, I mean, Romney seemed to, he battled back. I wouldn't give it to Perry. Herm Cain seemed to hold his own. I don't know. This was kind of a tough one. I'm going to say, and because Cain was really the target besides Romney, since he's the guy that's leading, I'm going to say that Mitt Romney still would get high marks. He is smooth in deflecting whatever is thrown his way. I mean, the guy does not blink. He really doesn't. And Perry is trying too hard. To me, it seems like before the debate, he's been coached and overcoached, and hey, I know that's what everybody does, but then he gets on the stage and he's got that hair that doesn't move, and he is still not as smooth as some of the others. But I don't think you care about smoothness. What is it you want in a president? Somebody who speaks the truth? Let's start there. Somebody who has a big brain? Somebody who seeks out the best possible advisors, even if you ruffle some feathers instead of playing the game? 800-259-5791. Go to the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
So Joe, listening in Austin, Texas, writes in and says, Romney's too smooth. I don't trust him. I like Herman Cain. He looks like he could trip over his words, and that's good enough for me. We like a person who stumbles. Maybe the president should learn something or that. Somebody stole his teleprompters, and he's the smooth guy on the delivery, but he also is used to the teleprompter, so that could really play some mind games with you when you have the comfort of knowing they're there and reading it. It's like an anchor person. You have two kinds of anchor people, and most people at home wouldn't know what they're looking at when they're watching TV unless you really pay attention. Next time, take a few minutes. I'm serious. This is a great trick as someone who used to anchor the news. And watch the person in front of you, whoever it is, your local anchors, and look at their eyes. When you watch their eyes, you see them shifting a lot right to left, right to left, right to left. And you don't really notice it until you're really looking for it. And you see that they are so relying on the teleprompter. Then you have others that you can tell they kind of go astray because if they're with the teleprompter reader, they all of a sudden they sort of feel uncomfortable. You got the ad-libber on the set. Obama is not the ad-libber when it comes to doing speeches. That's not his forte. He's really smooth in doing the teleprompter thing. So how about that? Somebody ripped off the teleprompters. And like I said, that could be pretty disconcerting when you're used to having them. So my question is, who's in charge of the teleprompters and how did somebody get that close where they stole them? Getting that close to what the president's doing that somehow you're able to find the teleprompters and they're not like locked up in some closet somewhere, even if you're taking them on the road. So, hey, you know what? They were stolen. They were stolen. And here he was in Richmond, Virginia. And like I said, there you are flying without that security blanket that you're used to. All right, taxes, taxes, taxes. That's the big thing. That was the theme of the Republican debate, like I said. And heading into the debate, there was some chatter about that, too, as well, on the Hill. That's not unusual because that's the daily conversation. You have, first, Senator Harry Reid talking about the taxes and all of it's reasonable, really, if you pay attention. It's reasonable to think that you should be able to tax rich people. And then you have Senator Mitch McConnell, who says he's sick of hearing about this. And what is the deal with the president and taxes? Take a listen.
We think it's reasonable to ask millionaires to pay their fair share in order to create jobs and to get our economy moving again. So I hope Republicans join us.
The president should drop his obsession with raising taxes.
Isn't the president obsessed with taxes? But that's the Democratic Party. That's their thing. Tax, tax, tax. Why? Because you need the fees. When you have no money coming in, let's face it, and you are bleeding to death, red is the prominent color coming out of Washington. When do we ever get back into the black when it comes to the numbers? And you've got to pay for this stuff somehow. Where are you getting the money? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Obama can't help who he is, you know. I mean, he can't help that he's a socialist, liberal / communist wannabe who wants to tax the rich and pay for everything with their money. So, I mean, he can't help that. So he's not going to change
But you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people on the liberal side would say, Don, you're wrong. He's not liberal enough. What are you talking about, socialist? He's there in the middle. If anything, he's moved more to the middle. I think, I've said this before, you know how I feel. He's ineffective. That's the bottom line. And I think it's because he's trying to please all kinds of people. So I'm not really sure what he is. I saw a thing today, and when he was running, I remember this. When he was running, he talked about that everybody was going to have that pathway to amnesty, talking about the illegal situation. And so lots of Latina groups got the vote out for him because they figured there'd be no more of this deportation, no more of these kids would get sent back when their mother was in the country illegally. And there were several Latino leaders that approached him about that, like, what are you doing? When are you going to solve this riddle? And he basically said, not now. I don't want to talk about this now. It's too complicated. And I don't want to get into it. And he just blew them off.
Well, and that's the thing, Kate. It's something he opened his mouth, said he'd take care of, and he has it.
Yep, that's it. Ineffective.
And nobody in Washington wants to deal with immigration, because all they care about is their job. All they care about is the election. They don't care if they sit there and say, well, we're going to. I mean, Herman Cain made that comment the other day about putting an electrical fence up there. It says if you touch this fence, you'll die.
Yeah.
And everybody blew it off as a joke, but, when people say things, a lot of times they're not joking,
Yeah.
And maybe that's his idea of, handling legal immigration is to build a stronger fence and start deporting people. I don't know. I don't know much about the guy, but I think he's a clown. But so, by the way, I did for a moment look at these guys in this debate tonight,
and it
started bringing back my Sunday nightmares. You know what my Sunday nightmares are, don't you?
What are your Sunday nightmares?
Looking at that loser, Tony Romo. So I just say, this is a bunch of losers on here. They're all a bunch of losers, Kate.
You don't like anyone. You don't like Ron Paul. You don't like anyone. You don't like Newt Gingrich. You don't like Rick Santorum. You don't like anyone.
A bunch of losers. I mean, Romney was a flip-flopper, and I don't care. I'm a Mormon. He's a Mormon. I don't care. Guy ran as a liberal back east to get the governorship in Massachusetts. So it makes me wonder, what, is he going to be a true Republican when he's in the presidency, or is he going to be leaning far to the left, And the question is, they all can sit there and point the fingers at the problems, but who's coming up with solutions for the problems? Do you see anybody out there saying, hey, this is how we can get America turned around?
Yes. Ron Paul is saying get all the military out of foreign countries, especially where we know they're secure and we're paying all this money. It doesn't make any sense, money that we're giving to countries. Why are we doing that? They are in a secure situation. We need to pull out of that. He's saying pull back on the government, cut some of the defense because that would cut some of the money there. And he says he could find $1 trillion and he could do it and it would be done way before 3 years.
They're spending how much a year? $1.5 trillion, Kate?
Yeah.
More than what they're taking in?
Yeah.
So, you know, he can cut maybe half of that by just
at
cutting
least.
Back on it.
Well, not just, not just that. He went through a whole litany of things that he would do government services wise, things that he would stop, you know, things that he would cut out. And then also saying that the president's salary, which is $400,000, that the president's salary should be 39 and change, which is the average amount of the American family is pulling in, so that would be slashed, and five cabinet positions, why are we paying them? He says he would wrap them into other administrative things, and he would get rid of five spots. So he was very specific in where he would cut, and some of the others have been too. But here's the thing. Remember, whoever is the president anyway, you can say what you want when you're running, but you still have a legislative body, and you still have to get everything through them. Yes, you have veto power and whatnot, but you still have to go through the channels that we have set up in our government. Let's face it.
You know what Washington sounds like to me right now, Kate?
What?
Sounds like that guy, the wife of the guy that's out there working 65 hours a week and she can't stop spending. Washington doesn't.
True. Absolutely.
Washington doesn't know how to stop spending, and then they're screaming because they're not getting enough money in. You know, and they want to raise taxes. It's the country's taxed too much as it is.
Yeah.
So we're paying more taxes than I think. There's only three countries in the world that pay a higher percentage of taxes than we do. And so, anyway, hey, I did want to jump on real quick, a couple things on Schmortz. Did you cover at all the accident down in Vegas that they had,
Yes, we talked about in our last show, Dan Weldon, sad. I said briefly because I had been around IRL a bit. I had a conversation once with Weldon. He was funny, and people seemed to really, really like him. You could tell they were choked up. Had a young family, and those cars going around the Oval, people are talking about they shouldn't be doing that because then they fly in the air, and then unfortunately that's what happened. Here you have this 15-car wreck, and it's in the beginning of the race. Tragedy. 33 years old, Dan Weldon dead. Knowing, though, when you're a race car driver and you're driving those cars, the open-wheel cars, you're going over 220 miles an hour, there is always that possibility. Thanks, Don. We appreciate it. Taking more calls next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal gel Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Coming up, we are going to hit that mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Right now, though, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on the debate or some of the finer points of what you think we're all missing in the solution to what ails us in this country, please share. 800-259-5791. You know my deal. I am definitely for a flat or a fair tax. Absolutely. I think we should have a third party, but that's not going to happen this time around, so it's moot to talk about it for 2012. We're 13 months away. Not happening, but I think it could happen a lot sooner than other people believe it will. Maybe even in the next election cycle, that would make a huge difference. Government's too fat. We gotta skinny up the government. There is no question about that. We have to reduce the size of the government. Look, it's staring us right in the face. And again today, I had another conversation with someone from the IRS about this, somebody who works deep in the bowels of the evil Internal Revenue Service. And they told me that there is no question that there is a lot of layers in the IRS that could be reduced. And instead of reducing the workforce there, they're hiring more people. And why? Because of the individual mandate and trying to police that. They're hiring hundreds and hundreds of people to go after you for not having a health care plan that you can't afford, or your employer can't afford, so you don't have one and you're just rolling the dice, as it were, at this point. But now you're going to be penalized on top of it. Now that is if that kicks in, because the Supreme Court has a hold of it at this point, whether it's constitutional or not, and they'll probably determine that. I'm thinking that comes down in June, and that's going to really play out in this election cycle for sure. Mark in New York, you have the floor. Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay on point not make too many non sequiturs and all this other stuff, because you know I confuse you sometimes in the audience. But no, I can't even do that. they changed my schedule around. I didn't want to make this phone call because I have to go back to sleep. I have to get up really early. That's why I haven't been able to call you. And I got all that out of the way because there's something that's really bothering me. I've been talking to you for years about this guy, Robert Chittum, who wrote a book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. You remember how many times I mentioned that?
Sure.
Okay. I just asked your audience to go and read the book, and I'm not a publisher. I'm not trying to push this book. It was produced in 1993 or published. This is the reason why I call you, and I almost hit the roof. Michael Savage was honest to say, and you know I'm a talk radio guy, okay?
Yeah.
I listen
to
a lot of talk radio. I tried to call his call screener, and he said Michael Savage did not want to take the call because he doesn't like talking about civil war and breakups and everything like that. That's just a fact. I talked to a lot of talk shows. They don't want to deal with that. That's why I love Kate down in Texas, because pretty much let you speak your mind about anything. But you may be saying, oh, he's going on and on. Why is he talking about this? Well, Michael Savage on his to the show today, he mentioned the demands of the Wall Street communists, this particular group of communists down on Wall Street. And I could not believe it, because when Robert Chittum wrote that book, he was an ex-army officer. They call him a right-wing nut job, some of the people when he wrote the book, because of the things he espoused in 93. He talked about militias. He talked about the growth of the Vulcan societies, where you have just particular groups like black firemen, black police officers, the Congressional Black Caucus, and how it's separating the country. Now, I'm not mentioning blacks in particular. I'm just saying those groups.
That's
okay?
What he's talking about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. He also said that the country would break up into three distinct parts. That he said the Southwest would go to the Mexicans, the Southeast mm-hmm. would go to the blacks, and the North would stay with the whites. I'm not saying this. Robert Chittum wrote this in his book. Michael Savage said that the communists down in New York, one of their pamphlets they were handing out, said the exact same thing. This scared the hell out of me when I read it, because this, you know me, the people think I'm a right-wing nut job and all this other thing, guns and all that. This is what the communists, the socialist group, and I taped the show, so I don't have the name of it. But it's amazing, Kate. It's frightening. And there's a group called...
Now they're saying that it could be broken up.
Right, and so they're calling for violence. And this is not the Tea Party. This is the communists down on Wall Street. Now, you might say, well, Mark, don't get upset. It's just a small fringe group. They're nuts. This is how the socialists, the real socialists, and the Nazi Party was started. They were funded by some of the capitalists. Now, I'm not going to go into the other book I read because I don't want to go too much off point. But they said that they want to do this. They're funded by people that need an enemy. But the other part of that's frightening is a lot of those guys down there are talking about Jewish bankers and this and that. And I've mentioned that in the past too. But the point is there's corruption and gangsterism in every group.
Right.
Last time I checked, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Prescott Bush, that started the bank that helped the Nazis, they weren't Jewish. And there's a group called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership. They knew what the Nazis did when they took the guns from the Jews. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to let any Jew or anybody else for that matter, you know, get taken down or beaten down. We're never giving up our guns, and we're just not going to do it. This is what the socialists want. Now, you're going to say, oh, you're back into the guns again, Mark. Listen to me. These fucking, oh my God, I'm sorry. These freaking people are sick. They want to kill Jews. This is what's next, Kate? The Kristallnacht and the pogroms, the Warsaw Ghetto? I mean, you know what I'm saying, where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yeah, I'm obviously concerned about, especially when it comes to the gun deal. And you know that I always back up that whole Second Amendment rights, because whether I choose to carry guns or not, I don't think we should take rights away. I think that's dangerous in the first place. We don't want that to happen. And I don't believe it's going to happen, though. I know that this is being pumped out there, and we can talk about where's the country heading. Do we think we're going to have riots? You know, we had my buddy Saul on, and he was talking about the same thing in a different way, saying that financially he thinks it's still 4 to 5 years away, and that's when everything will explode like a powder keg, and it won't be so much divisions of parts of the country. It'll just be flat-out class warfare. You know, we don't have anything, you do, that kind of thing. And I don't see it, because a lot of the gun laws, I shouldn't say a lot, not all, but a lot of gun laws have been, I guess, to me, they've been relaxed, except for in California, in New York. There are key areas where that's not happening, but in other parts of the United States, some of it has been relaxed. So believe it or not, that is what's happening. It's not all smashing down on taking away the guns. Not every state is doing that. The governor of California, Jerry Brown, has that in mind. And certainly in New York, that's not going to happen. Cuomo is not going to have that happen. They're not going to have concealed and carry in a city like New York, and they're not, and the mayor of New York would fight that tooth and nail. We know where that's headed. But in other parts of the country, a much, much different story. So I believe there's always going to be challenges to that. But I don't believe that, I don't believe that the guns will be taken out of the hands of Americans. I don't buy that. I don't think so. I think that you have to be vigilant and make sure that the word is out there that we're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to have more rights taken away. But as long as you have those three branches of government and then you have state laws versus federal laws, I'm going to say no. And I think the NRA especially is so powerful. They're not laying down on this one, Mark. And I know you think that's happening. You know you think that's going to happen in the future. And it's easy to compare history and look what's happened in the past. And are we seeing similarities to another country and something that happened there? But I think no. I think I'm going to say I don't believe that. I don't think that we're going to have martial law. And, if I end up being naive about it and then I get on these airwaves and I say, oh, my God, all the people were right about that. But I don't think so. I think cooler heads will prevail. But that's why the election cycle is important. That's why it's important to exercise your right to vote and for freedom of speech and to say what you think and express it and be out there. It's unbelievably important. I think there is this notion that you have no voice, and that's critical that people have a voice. If you lean on the politicians, trust me, they'll snap, because the politician, what do they want? They want to stay in their job. They want to be reelected. They want to be reelected. They don't want to be booted. They don't want to be replaced. They don't want the Tea Party to knock them out in the midterm elections. They don't want that. They want the job. They want to keep playing for the next time. So if enough people speak out, are there, and talk about what they think the solutions are, what's not happening across the country, then trust me, it's the people's will that you'll start to see more of that, more of an impact. Because I don't really believe that we are powerless. Only if we choose to be that way. Only if we choose that. Honestly. All right, I said we were going to check the mail, and I promise we will do that next segment. A lot of you chimed in on whether or not you thought the president was, when he's touring two states, North Carolina and Virginia, that he was campaigning. That's been a big bone of contention. And also, Herman Cain, the target at the debates. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And I know for the past couple of segments I said we were going to go and check the mail because it was the biggest mail day I've ever had. It was like Christmas. It's like I got 100 Christmas cards today. It was crazy. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Mary B., who says, Kate, I don't understand why people keep going after Herman Cain. You know what? Frankly, I like this guy. Good for him for running. Sure, could he profit with his book and everything else that he has going on in his life? But he's already a wealthy, successful businessman. I say bravo to Herman Cain, who does speak plainly, who probably will trip up a bunch when he's on the campaign trail. But I hope people decide that he's the right guy moving forward. He's blunt. I love it. I think people want blunt. I don't think they want polished like the former Massachusetts governor or the Texas governor, Rick Perry, who does trip up himself, but thinks that he's smooth as silk. What say you, ma'am? Well, I think that there is something to that. I think that people are tired of the same old thing. So Herman Cain is smart enough to use to his advantage now that he's gone up in the polls, the fact that he isn't political, that he hasn't had an office before, that he isn't coming up the ranks in any way, shape, or form. You know, this is the fifth debate in 6 weeks, and the debates covered lots of territory this time. Immigration, healthcare, economy, energy, you know, that kind of stuff. So, Kane has risen. He is now officially a contender. And that has to irk some of the people that stand on the stage with him now lately, week after week. And even though plenty of economists and others are poking holes in the 999 deal that he's thrown out, there are a lot of people that like it. They like what he has to say. You know, in fact, in the debate, one of the things that came up was in going back and forth, because they were all kind of taking a chunk out of each other. One of the things that Rick Perry said is, go to New Hampshire where they don't have a sales tax and they don't have any interest in having one, and tell them about, you know, 999. So sure, you know, there's absolutely a way to attack or poke holes in his idea of a solution. But I think a lot of people are saying, well, at least he has one. At least this guy is not burdened with political baggage and people that he owes in the government, which is true. And you could say, well, but then he also doesn't have the experience. Okay, here's another one. This comes to us from John C. I love when you just put your initials, although I guess a lot of people do that. John C. says, hello, America. Tonight I was watching the Republican debates. I was curious. I am a lifelong Democrat. I do not like Barack Obama, but I cannot imagine voting for a Republican. And they showed me once again that they are a bunch of clowns, and how could I possibly go for the GOP. Listen, if Colin Powell was running like he should have, I'll tell you what, I would have probably jumped parties for that guy. But for the pretenders on the stage, I'm going to say no. Kate, do you really think that any of these Republicans are going to beat Obama? Well, that's the $10 million question, isn't it? Obama's numbers in the polls are sinking. But at the same time, he still is the incumbent. He still has a base. He still has a guy like David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, the two of them combined, who did a great job with his campaign last time around. And they're making some of the right moves. You could also say they're making moves that I wouldn't make. This last couple of days, the president was on a bus tour in North Carolina and Virginia, and he keeps pushing the whole Jobs Act thing. He's not going to dump that and move on to something else. It's all about selling the Jobs Act, selling the Jobs Act. But, you know, can he get elected? Of course. He's the incumbent. I just gave you some of the reasons why. Could they hang their hat on a few things? Osama bin Laden, which hasn't really come up yet, but as you get closer to the election, talking about terror, that would be thrown out there. I'm certain of it. And where is the economy going to be? That is the key thing. The one thing that the magicians around this president can't do is they cannot change the unemployment figures, barring a miracle. Like if suddenly we went from 9.1, because I think it's actually higher, even though the official number is 9.1, if it suddenly went down a couple of points and people seemed to be getting jobs and the opportunities were there again, well, and then the consumer confidence was up and there was spending, might be a different story. All right, this one comes to us from, let's see here, Bob Bivin. And Bob says, did you see the deal on illegal immigration? I was watching my local news earlier in the evening. Kate, aren't you proud of me? I wasn't watching what you call trash TV. The reality stuff, I guess, is what you're referring to. And here's the deal. The U.S. deported a record number of immigrants in 2011. So what does that mean? Close to 500,000, or to be exact, I think the figure I saw was 400,000. It is the highest number since the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency was formed 8 years ago. So, are we doing a better job? What do you think that means? Or are less illegals coming over because of all the problems that we're having with our economy? What do you think should happen in this area? Well, what I think should happen in this area, if you're asking for the blanket statement, is you got to crack down on illegal immigration. Too much money is being spent on it. There are city governments that are just being drained by it. 11 million plus illegal immigrants living and working in the United States is scary. It's scary for a lot of reasons, because then you have drugs, and then you have crime, and then you have, obviously, people who are working under the wire, who have kids who are in the school system. There's schools that have gone completely Spanish. Are what language are we speaking here? And this is from a woman who went to Spain, learned how to speak Spanish. I speak a little bit of Spanish. And when I was in their country, I tried to speak Spanish as much as possible. They loved it. They appreciated it. Did the same thing when I went to Mexico. But I was living in Spain, so I was there for a while. I was there for whatever it was, 6 months. And now there's some crazy movements afoot about just completely changing everything, just push it over to Spanish. I don't think that's good. It's good to embrace our heritage. It's good to be, I think, the small world theme of many different cultures, and, yes, to speak other languages, but not when we're changing school systems because of it. Why? Because we can't even afford it to begin with. That's a problem. Comprehensive immigration reform is not going to happen anytime soon. And what does that look like to you? What's the priority? Is it the road to amnesty? What about all the people that have waited in line forever and a day, that are paying fortunes, many fortunes they don't have, to lawyers to try to excel the process to get them into the United States? I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess that shouldn't have happened. And we had laws on the books. That's the problem. So if we had just enforced as a country the laws and even had a little bit, I mean, what if you were saying, geez, we've got probably about 2 million illegal immigrants? Much different story than when you're saying 11 million plus. But the record number is there, so I guess that's a good thing in a sense, unless they're coming back. And that's the part we don't know. What are the amount of people that keep coming back and forth between that border? I want to know the answer to that question.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.